My name is Dante Williams. I am 36 years old. Today's date is June 30th, 2017. We are at the Waterfront Blues Fest, and my relationship to the interviewee is friend and advocate.
Hi, I'm Paul Rich. I'm 64 years old. Today's 6/30/17. Location is at the Jazz Festival in Portland, and my relationship is friend.
Well, Paul, thanks a lot for stopping in and allowing us to interview and to take your story. We met earlier today, and you told me something that was very, very unique, and I thought it might be worth capturing on tape. So can you please tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so 64 years old, and I was basically diagnosed with hepatitis C in the late 90s. At that time, they said that it wasn't quite necessary to go through any other treatment. But then in a few years later, my viral load somehow went, they were very concerned. And so I ended up getting an being diagnosed with hepatitis C, and then at that point they recommended that I go through the treatment, and this was the old treatment back in the day, and it was 48 weeks, and it was a very long miserable 48 weeks of my life. And so I completed it, and at the time it worked, apparently. My viral load was within normal range. And then a number of years later, fast forward to like 10, maybe even longer years ago, recently, my hepatitis came back, my viral load went back up. And so now they recommended that I do the most recent treatment, which was for 12 weeks, and I successfully completed that treatment, and now I'm actually hepatitis C free. So it was, in my mind, it's a miracle. During the first treatment, I had severe side effects. Both my red and white blood count went up and down, and so I had a while I was on the other treatment, the interferon, I ended up having to take medication for my white and red blood cells, more injections at that happened. So needless to say, I was really not a happy camper, and I was really not happy when, of course, when it came back. But the positive side to it all is that now not only is my viral load normal, but I'm actually hepatitis C free. During the last, I'm sorry, I need to back up. One of the side effects, aside from the fluish symptoms and those things, my hair actually straightened, which I never had straight hair before, so that was kind of that was one of the few happy moments when I to experience what it is like to have straight hair. But other than that, it was a really, really difficult time, not only for myself but for my family, watching me go through that treatment. But it's amazing what the new treatment is. One pill, you know, for 12 weeks, and you're cured. And apparently, from what I understand in the research, it's a really high success rate for the kind of hepatitis C that I had. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm definitely glad that you're here, and you know, your story is just so remarkable. Going through that interferon treatment is just wow. You know, most people, I've heard stories of people taking that treatment and they actually just give up, not just on the treatment, but they give up on life because it just does something so horrible to the mind and the body. And I'm glad that you completed that and you actually survived it and you seem to be in a good state of mind here today, you know, that's remarkable in and of itself. So, you know, what was it like when you first received the diagnosis?
It was devastating. I wasn't surprised because of my lifestyle in the past when I was a kid. But it wasn't something that I really, I never thought, of course, it was going to happen to me. But when it did, I went through a number of, I don't know, issues, you know, mental issues around it, about acceptance with my friends and family. Excuse me. But they were actually very supportive during this time. So especially my wife, because she really saw the worst of me. Never been that sick in my life before. I was able to actually maintain going to work. So the first treatment was really, really a challenge for both myself and for my family. I lost a lot of weight. I've seen pictures of me. I really didn't realize just how terrible I looked. I mean, I really kind of looked like death over. I can't tell you how many times that I was ready to quit the treatment. And it wasn't, if it hadn't been for the encouragement of my family and my friends, I probably would have stopped at that time. So I'm grateful that I went through it, that it was cured for a number of years, but then when it came back, it actually kind of devastated me. But the silver lining is that I am actually hepatitis C free. So I'm assuming that my liver is not going to get any more damage than it had already been. So now I'm just going and enjoying my retirement and doing a lot of traveling and continue to go down that road.
So congratulations on the retirement too, and send me a postcard or something. So with the new treatment, we know that the new treatment is available, and we're out here doing outreach and getting people tested today. And some people are actually getting tested. We've done quite a few tests today, but we had a lot of people to say no, they didn't need the test. You know, for those people coming from your experience, experiencing the old treatment and experiencing the new treatment and being cured, what message would you have for those people who are refusing to get tested?
Well, I can say that if you're in your 60s and probably earlier at this stage in your life, if you're a baby boomer, it's absolutely essential to get tested, because no matter what, whether you had a crazy lifestyle or not, there's a good chance that you were exposed to hepatitis C, because of just the way that the hepatitis functions. Any kind of blood exchange, and it could be, you might not even realize that you had some exchange. Any baby boomer is foolish not to at least get tested. And at this point, you got nothing to lose, and everything to gain. So I just can't stress enough how important it is for people to go out and get tested, and just so they can make an informed decision about what they want to do. The new treatment is, I had absolutely no side effects. In fact, after 8 weeks, they said technically I was cured, but they wanted to go through the entire 12 weeks with me, and I was fine with that. But it really, again, I want to restate that it's really foolish for anybody who is around the baby boomer age. And if you've had sort of a wild lifestyle, even currently, you really should and need to get tested.
Well, hopefully the people that need to hear this message, when we put this message out there, hopefully they hear this and take heed to what you're saying. And, you know, another question that I want to ask you, you know, in the political climate that we're in, you know, we're going to see a lot of, there's a threat to fair treatment for people who may be poor or people who may be underinsured. You know, there's a risk of people who would normally have access under our current laws that may disappear. So what do you have to say about that, and what do you think about that?
I'm very, very nervous about the way that as I'm continuing, my biggest concern is I don't know what it's like in other countries in terms of the cost of this treatment, but I know in the United States it's extremely expensive. I've heard estimates upwards to $100,000 for the entire treatment. If mental health or medical care changes with the Trump administration, there's going to be a lot of people who are not going to be able to go forward with this treatment, and that's a crime. It's an absolute crime. It's nobody's fault that hepatitis C exists, but it does, and it needs to be dealt with. And unless people get treated, it's gonna cost way more than just monetary. So I'm just keeping my fingers crossed that they continue to support that Medicare medical coverage continues to support treatment for hepatitis C.
Yeah, and that's a great point. You know, even in this current form, there's still restrictions on hepatitis C, and the agency that I work for, Caring Ambassadors, you know, we're out here trying to do what we can to advocate for people with hepatitis C. And I know in Chicago, where I'm from, if a person is on Medicaid, they actually can't get treatment until they have a fibrosis score of 3. And so, you know, that's a pretty horrible restriction. You know, it says that, okay, we're going to let the virus beat up your liver for a little while. You know, we're going to let it create all those scarrings, and the damage, you know, which is done is irreversible. And then when you're sick enough, then we'll help you. So what do you think about that?
I think it's appalling, especially in the United States. I think that once diagnosed, that people, if they want to take the treatment, they absolutely have to. And I think it's obscene that the treatment is so expensive. And I'm not sure, I haven't done a lot of research about why that is, but it seems to me that the pharmaceutical companies, that they need to look at that and why in other countries it's a lot less expensive to get treated for the same disease versus here in the United States. Again, that goes with many other treatments that you can't negotiate with the pharmaceutical companies for cheaper medicine. And that has to change.
I agree. You know, it's amazing how other countries can treat their patients, the hepatitis C patients, at a fraction of the cost of a patient being treated here in the U.S. You know, there's got to be something we can do about that. And, you know, the faster we do something about it, you know, the sooner we can relieve the burden on the health care field. I mean, it's just like you said, you know, what's the cost of treating now versus not treating and having a person wind up in the hospital, in and out of the hospital with a cancer diagnosis. And we know that that's going to be, you know, astronomically high compared to the cost of the treatment. So it just doesn't make sense. But I think that's all the questions that I have. Do you have anything else?
No, I just want to encourage people that they really need to get tested. It's vital to your health and your well-being. And And I think that we also need to get people to rally around getting this medicine at a reasonable cost. If other countries can do it, there's no reason why the United States can't do it.
And I agree. Paul, thanks a lot. I appreciate you sharing your story. And I think that's it from here at Waterfront Blues in Portland.
Thank you.